Well, here it is. It's the 23rd of August, 2016. It's a Tuesday afternoon. I'm in the Lucy Coleman studio here in Los Angeles, California, U.S. of A. God's good, great planet Earth. Summer is over. I go back to work on Monday. I'm excited about that. My daughter just visited me from Chicago. I spend really two full days with her, just going out to eat and to talk. I may put a picture up. I got one as she was departing. I just so enjoyed myself with her. And I enjoyed my summer. My summer's over. I'm going back to work. I am trusting God for everything, my finances. I won't even talk about it. I was just on the internet looking at what a lot of the scoffers of the Christian church is saying about church, and it's all over the internet on YouTube. Guys making jokes about church and Christianity because there's nothing but pure damn foolishness in these churches these days. I was going over my email, and I was talking about something about Jesus, and one of my young sons came in to visit me, and he said, no one can prove that Jesus was real. And so I said, speak for yourself. And so he said, prove it. Now that would take hundreds of hours. But what I'm going to do is I found one of the very last video clips that I was putting up on my YouTube page, and it has almost 200 hits on it. And I watched the 10-minute clip, and everybody's waiting for the rest of the clips. But at that time, I'd become so discouraged because I was giving a theology lesson and how you can know. Because this young man asked me, how do you know Jesus existed? I said, number one, he's not a white man with blue eyes and blonde hair and looks like a European. No, he never posed for a guy to paint him or scratch him in. I said, if you want to know how he, I said, I don't know how he looked exactly, but he existed. And the young man was arguing with me about Jesus being a true historical figure. So he said, prove it to me. And I said, no, do the work yourself. You see, that's what I'm saying on my website. You can do the work yourself to find out whether Jesus was a true historic person like Socrates, like Julius Caesar, like Attila the Hun. Okay? Those were historic figures, and we believe that they exist. But when it comes to Jesus, well, he couldn't have existed. Why? Because he called himself God. He rose dead people from the grave. He performed miracles that no other human being ever did. And a white man is just using that to keep you in servitude or keep you in order. Well, you know, flip that idea. White man can't nobody write that Bible. Didn't no white man, didn't no black man, none of that write that Bible. If you know anything about the Holy Bible, the Word of God is spirit-filled, you see. And since most people don't even know what that means because their human spirit is about so debauched, there it is. I mean, I can't help myself. Every time I say the truth, I hear bells ring. So I told the young man, you need to discover who Jesus is for yourself. See, they got all these computers. They got all these libraries of Congress and the legislature. You could go to Wikipedia and from there go to 15, 16, 20 other sources to find out. It would take this young man probably 2 or 3 weeks to even scratch the surface. Well, that's what I did in graduate school. I scratched the surface, paid good money for it. I would never find myself pastoring a church trying to teach black people and could not prove that the historical character that I was talking about, who lived 2,000 years ago, does not exist. I shouldn't say did, because that's past tense. And Jesus, when I speak about him, is in the present tense. That's why when you look at most African-American people, and now Hispanics, because L.A. is an Hispanic city, and there's an awful lot of Hispanic Christians in this city. Oh, yes. Did you see the Olympics? Did you see all them people giving the sign of the cross? Why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? Usain Bolt, all of them. All of them give them the sign of the cross because they know that if it wasn't for God, the Heavenly Father, and His Son Jesus, and the Spirit of God Almighty to help them to persevere, that they would be going absolutely nowhere, doing absolutely nothing, and headed into absolute oblivion. Jesus is alive. And I'm going to put that video clip up just to show you 10 minutes of how, because the video clip should be up by the time you listen to this. I'm just going to show you 10 minutes of how theology should be handled. And when you see the people coming into that was then my study in the garage, and that study doesn't exist there. Most of the books that you see behind me as I teach are no longer in my library. I've given all of John MacArthur's stuff away. To a young man who was very interested in Christianity, I said, if you want some commentaries, that's going to give you, I think, some of the most insightful insights into the culture some 2,000 years ago, I recommend this man's books. Just because I don't particularly care for his personal look at my faith, because I believe that I am far closer than John MacArthur Jr., even with all of his Greek and all of his other bull's crap that he sells over there, because I believe in the historical Jesus who is alive in the heavenlies right now. I don't know where he is alive. I don't know how he is alive. I'm not even concerned about when he is alive and when he should ever not be alive. That's impossible, because I believe that he is the deity that saved my soul. Didn't no church save me, no preacher, no baptism, no rites of passage, no ancestral worship. I didn't get into that mess. Anybody that would have to fall into that category will always look towards that particular category to give them a particular justification of their existence, their being. I know why I exist, where I exist, when I exist, who made me exist. I can think about my mother, my family members, and all of the people that I know. But I exist because of God Almighty, who willed it to be so. Oh, yes, I believe in the biblical Jesus. And, you know, when these young men approach me, they try to approach me like, oh, you can't tell me anything. Wait a minute. I got a master's degree in theology. I didn't get that by sitting on my ass doing nothing. I just got to tell you the way it is. I'm tired of these. You know, these young people try to challenge us old people. They haven't done a dang thing in life. You didn't even question the silly-ass parents you have that got your mind messed up. And then when you come down and meet a man of 72 years, you're going to question the audacity of his courage to say that there is a Jesus. And then you're going to try to challenge me to prove it to you. And the next thing you know, I'm sitting next to the young man massaging his back because he's all tore up on the inside because of something possibly that some woman done to him. I see it all the time. I see these males who allow females to break their spirit. I was having a great conversation with my daughter Delia, and I was explaining to her that I had done a webcast a couple of days prior. You can find it on my website. I'm on my webpage now. I think it was the one called The Gibber or the Fibber. And I was explaining to Delia that I was explaining what a Gibber is. A Gibber is like a warrior. He's not a savage. He's a warrior. He knows what he believes. He fights for what he believes. He will die for what he believes. He will never change his mind nor compromise what he believes and know to be true because it upsets other people. To hell with the other people. If it's his mother, to hell with her. I'm a Gibber. I'm not going to compromise myself because you cannot face truth. And that's what's American. Men, there's where American men have a problem. I'm glad the governor of Louisiana said that. I suggested that the president show up 12 days late. Everybody screaming, how come he's not here? How come he's not here? It would have been a disaster for the president to come down there right after that disaster. And he can't be everywhere once. See, I was thinking that way for Katrina. But then when you think about Katrina and everything else, a completely different story. So I'm glad that we still got some sense and sensibility in the land. But anyhow, let me get back to this. Stop. And I'm talking to those of you that are believers in Jesus the way that I am. Those of you that know Jesus is alive because of certain things that has happened in your life that are undoubtedly God. Now, the only way that I can figure this out is to get to God, the creator of everything and the whole blooming everything, through the mediatrical works of what we would say his son is, the spirit of Jesus. I don't know why it's separate, but I don't believe in the term the Trinity, but I believe that there is a God the Father who loves me because I'm his child, and then I believe that there's a God the Son that can associate with me as a human being and know at the times that I'm weak and that I'm at the end of my rope. And then there's God, the Holy Spirit, who can enjoin himself to me and comfort the inside of my humanity like no other entity can. Now, you can take that and you can go wherever you want to go with it. This has been with me since 1967. I don't have to prove a dang thing to you. Because if you haven't had anything happen to you, you know it. I saw something on Facebook somewhere. One of those Christians said, the world is coming to an end. Witness to people to get them. I'm not witnessing to nobody. If somebody want to get up and will not objectively look at God for who he is, and accept God's will in everything that he does. All them people that lost that stuff in Louisiana, you think God was asleep? No, wide awake and allowed it to take place. What makes you think that you're so privileged that life won't affect you? The God that created me and you caused that to take place, take everything from you. But you know, he gives us courage. Because I know those good old Southern Baptists down there in Shreveport, Louisiana, down there, the Lord giveth. Yes, he did give it. And the Lord took it away. Yes, now you finish it. Blessed be, what? The name of the Lord. Now, if you mad and you want to cuss him out and everything like that, that's a personal fight between you and Yahweh. I don't even want to get involved in it. Hey, please leave me out of your catastrophe. Because you got to find God on yourself when you're ready to give in to the fact that you can find him. Yeah, boy, that boy tried to argue with me. And I said, you know what, man? You got to work that out for yourself. Because you grown. And I got degrees all on the wall hanging around me here in my office saying master of theology and all that kind of stuff. And you going to try to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. That's what our young people have fallen to. That is exactly what our young people have fallen to. And I want to tell you people something. I don't know where they're offering up prayers for these sorry people are going to help anything. I will always believe in Yahweh Jehovah. If it costs me my job, if it costs me, listen, if somebody comes out and gives a mark, what do they call it? The mark of the beast, right? If somebody comes out and do that and said, if you believe in Yahweh, we won't feed you. Then I starve to death. So what? I'm going to have to die anyhow. What the heck? What you want me to do? Oh, please give me some. I just saw a special thing on Facebook that told me today that the meat that is kept red in the stores is kept red. What did they put in that? What is it? Auto exhaust fumes or something? They put liquid whatever in the meat to keep it red, but the meat in essence is rotting. I stopped eating that stuff years ago. And that's why I feel and look and behave as well as I am. Would you people please come to some sense, especially in the inner cities, because they send that garbage down here into our markets, and we're eating it and smiling about it, and we're being killed. What you need to do is look at healthier food to eat. This major holiday coming up in a couple of days, you need to check yourself. Don't be eating all that slop. Fooling around and wonder why your grandma just falls out. It's all that crap she's been putting in it for 30, 40, 50 years. I don't eat it. When my daughters came to town, I went out and I ate with them. And I did have a full stomach. But I'm just waiting on all that to get out of me. And I pray that it doesn't mess up my internal system, because I don't put too much of that in me. Mm-mm. No, it tastes good at the moment, but I got sense to keep going. So that's why I put that video up. I want you to watch a video, see how theology is done. Gender into figuring out the way the theologue thinks. That was the beginning of a sermon on a Sunday morning in my garage study. That's what this clip is that I'm putting up. That was a a sermon, a Sunday morning worship at my house. And I don't know when that was exactly. I have to look and check and see what year it was. But it was about the time that I was working in my mind, I'm going to resign from being a pastor because these people don't appreciate this kind of work. I think that's why I stopped putting the rest of it up, because the people do not appreciate a black pastor doing this kind of work to reach their intellectual minds instead of their stupid emotionalism. And that is why you have these youngsters putting up, oh, wait a minute, I don't want the screen to go black on me. That's why we have these youngsters like, what is it they call themselves? The Stardishic? No. The King of Weird. That's him. Yeah.
And the Bible said,
the King of Weird, I think. Yeah, the King of Weird YouTube page. And he starts off mocking the preacher, talking about, and the Bible says and everything. And you know what? When I looked at that, I said, oh my goodness. Now, I'm not going to say this boy's going to hell. I'm not. I'll tell you one thing. He's very clever with his video antics. One young man was in the study while I was watching it, and he just said, oh my God. The same young man that told me that I couldn't prove that Jesus exists. And when he left the room and came in, I just wanted to show him what his generation has come to. I was warning him. And he said, oh my God, listen, black people, don't you ever forget. We were ripped off of the African coast. We were sold by our African brothers. We were made chattel for the European nations, who then sold us to every available buyer. The gods that we worshipped and were taught about and believed in was beaten out of us. I know, because for the short number of years that I resigned from being a pastor, did you know that it's very difficult for me to retain in my mind where certain scripture verses are? Because the Bible says, the word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I know the word, but the passages where they're found, I don't know, because I don't frequent that book as often as I did. Before, I frequented it every day of my life, but I don't frequent it. But when you go to that guy's YouTube page and look at that, this is why I put this theological clip up to try to, as a matter of fact, I may put his clip right next to mine on my page, and so that you can see the true biblical teaching is next to this foolishness. This is PJ in the Lucy Coleman studio saying, oh my gosh, you know the drill. Whatever you do, stay in that word of God.